Before the election, the citizens group was called Just Vote No. Today, it's known as BPC Best. Shannon Price has been involved with both. She says members knew it was important to remain involved with their schools even after the referendum.
We decided, actually when we started the Just Vote No group in January, that we didn't want to end with the vote. We wanted to be able to move forward and do something positive for the school district. And actually, I think about the, right around the election time, someone commented on the Facebook page that we had set up that they hated to see that come to an end. So we did some brainstorming, and a week after the vote, we came up with a new Facebook page, and we named the group BPC Best. And Best stands for Building Communities, Educating Children, Supporting Teachers and Schools. Together, we can make a difference. And we wanted the focus of the group was just to try to bring the community back together and look at ways that we could help facilitate change to benefit the school district.
You know, talking to you and to some of the other people who are in the opposition, they did feel that focused a lot of attention on the schools and, frankly, some of the needs in the Bushnell Prairie City District.
Yes, I think it did. It got people to focus on whether they wanted to keep their schools here in the community. And I think the results of the election indicated that they did want to do that. But to do that, you have to be willing to be more involved in what's happening in the community and with the schools. And we're hoping that we can keep going with the momentum that we developed back in the spring and carry it forward into this next school year, which is coming up very shortly here.
How has the group actually been helping out the district? Now, in speaking with recently retired Superintendent David Messersmith, he thought it was very positive just to see more people at school board meetings because, someone who covers a lot of that type of meeting, frankly, a lot of school board meetings are very poorly attended by the public.
Yes, it's taken some effort definitely over the summer to keep that momentum going. We have a core group with BPC Best. We meet regularly, at least once a month during the summer, and stay in touch, via Facebook and email. But we have been going to the board meetings, and I was asked by the board to be the liaison between BPC Best and the board. So we have been presenting reports to the board monthly, and it's anything from things we have questions about, issues we would like to see addressed, questions that we have about a lot of the changes that are happening in the district this year. There are a lot of things going on. It's going to be a very busy year.
What are some ways that BPC Best is actually getting involved in the school district?
The board approved a new 3-year technology plan that involves, called a one-to-one computing initiative where, teachers and students will be having computers, iPads, starting teachers getting them this year, students starting to get them next year. That's exciting, I think, for everybody involved. We're also looking at a new student information system that's being implemented. It's called Skyward. That's going to put all three schools into the same database, be able to improve communications, from the school to parents and as well as students. That's hopefully going to come online. I don't think it's, quite ready yet, but we're aiming as soon as we can in the fall. All the schools in the state are looking to the new Common Core standards for initially mathematics and English language arts, totally, changing the curriculum again and new standards. So there's a lot going on in the next year.
Faculty will deal particularly with the Common Core standards. How does BPC Best actually help with that? I mean, do you, make parents aware that these changes are coming?
Part of what we asked permission for at the last board meeting was to distribute a flyer asking people to join us on Facebook. And what we're trying to do with the BPC Best Facebook page is putting up sort of weekly reminders about activities and, of course, updates. If we have anything coming along with the changes in the school district, there are new USDA lunch guidelines for healthier meals. So we want to see that we're another resource for parents to get information and also to ask other questions from other parents. One of the things that we're also putting on are links to any news articles. Here's something that another school district tried. Do you think it would work here? We learned when we went through you know, in the couple of months leading up to the consolidation vote, that Facebook was a really easy way to communicate with a lot of people very quickly.
Shannon Price says BPC Best will use its Facebook page to gather input for the strategic plan the Bushnell Prairie City School District is preparing. Price serves as BPC Best's liaison with the district. I'm Jim Lenz.